Thank you, Pastor Bill, and thank you, everybody. Praise the Lord Jesus. It's all right to praise God in this place, isn't it? Well, just you just arrive at a place, and whatever's going before you just kind of begins to speak to you. Brother Bill was talking about the wonderful name of Jesus as the praisers were singing about it, and Jesus got his name three ways. He got his name by an inheritance. He inherited a more excellent name than they all. Secondly, he got his name by a bestowal. That name was bestowed upon him by the Father God. And then thirdly, he got his name by conquest. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he, Jesus, made a show of them, demons in hell, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Everybody say Jesus. Every believer has a right to use that name. Live in that name, speak in that name, pray in that name, sing in that name, rebuke Satan in that name, lay hands on the needy, the sick in that name, and expect the goodness of God to happen in that life. He acquired his name by inheritance, divinely begotten of love.
Well, I feel at home. You feel at home? I feel at home. I tell you that, Brother Bill and Janet and Roger King and Sandy and all of the family here make me feel good. Amen. Glad to be here with you today, saints in light. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to just share for a while here from God's Word on the general subject of the Holy Spirit. You probably were suspicious of that already. I had all these songs, you know. Love to sing the songs of the Lord. Well, the Lord did speak to me and tell me some things. He said, you began to write with new anointing. Chuck Flynn prophesied that out. You'll begin to write with a new anointing, and through the music and through the singing as you minister forth, my anointing will flow out from you. I wanted you to look in your Bibles today. Please look at 2 Timothy 3. We'll look at 2 Timothy 3, and we're going to look at verse 14. I want to encourage you today. Does anybody here, first of all, a question, does anybody here know anything good about Jesus?
Amen.
Anybody here know that? Well, this is going to encourage you what to do about that. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So somebody said, I wonder what God's will for my life is. Well, here it is right now here. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom, that's from the Lord, that thou hast learned them. So the scripture is what we know. Whatever we know now, God said, just keep doing what you know to do already. We don't stop there. We don't stop learning and finding out. But he says, continue in the things that you're assured of and the things that you already know. So just continue in that. All right, we're near. Let's go to 1 Timothy. I might title this message, I have brought this message before to another congregation, ours, and I called it the message title, Flowing in the Holy Ghost Like Paul and Kenneth and Smith. Some of you would already know who all those are. Surely everybody knows who Paul would have been, you know. Flowing in the Holy Ghost Like Paul. Anybody know who Paul was? What about Kenneth? What about Smith? Okay. And so flowing in the Holy Ghost. First Timothy now. 4. 1 Timothy 4. And look at verse 14. How many of you have ever been filled with the Spirit? Get your hand high. You have been filled with the Spirit. You wave your hand. Okay. Well, this is an exhortation to us today. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy whereas it was prophesied by Joel that the people would be filled with the Spirit. He'd pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Praise God. So neglect not the gift. Now let's look at 2 Timothy again, chapter 1. And let's look at verses 6 and 7. This is speaking to people who have the Spirit, who've been filled with the Spirit. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, or I'm reminding you, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And if there's ever a time that we needed to be stirred up in the Holy Ghost, it's the day and the hour in which we're living right now. There's plenty of opportunity for fear and for being disheartened about certain things happening in our nation. But praise God, we've got our answer here in two scriptures and others that we'll support with. I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift. Paul, in one particular place, and we may run across that in a minute, he said about the church he was before, and he said, I speak in tongues more than all of you put together. Now, I wonder if that's valuable. If that's valuable to speak in tongues a whole lot, because he said, I speak in tongues more than all of you put together. And then God uses him then to write a good, strong, and long portion of the New Testament. Yeah. So praise God. I know that everybody who is born again wants to serve God in the full capacity that it's possible. Yes. We want to be on the front line serving God with all of our heart. Well, we get the word from the Lord today. You hear it in your ears now, and you're seeing it in your Bible. I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. Now, this is a little dangerous for me here, but sometimes I'll do this. But if you don't mind, and you'll bear with me and kind of go along with some things I'm asking you to do today, just be cooperative, okay? I want you to stick your tongue out at me. Everybody, all together, ready? All right, that's the thing you stir with right there. That's your stirring stick right there. I put you in remembrance that thou stir up the gift that's in here. So you use this to stir what's up in here. You just do it in faith. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
And Holy Ghost people will speak in tongues by faith. Praise God. And I call those beginning sounds syllables of faith. And we've just got confidence when we begin to do that God understands it right out of our spirit. The Bible talks about it being mysteries. We're speaking divine secrets unto God. Speaking out mysteries. Now, our head doesn't know what that is, but God knows. Don't you think he deserves to hear some good things every now and then? Well, stir up the gift that's in thee, the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. See, it's all hooked here. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. You know, you can be arrested from being in fear by just praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, I've got an experience to tell about today when I was just a young believer. I'd gotten born again at the age of 13, and I had gotten filled with the Holy Ghost not too long after that. And so being a babe in Christ and not having any word of God in me to be strong and to know how to tell the devil, hit the road, Jack, you know, don't you come back, you know. I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know anything about that. Just a new babe in Christ. And so So I know it was Satan bringing to me this idea. You might not be ready when the trump of God sounds. You might not be ready. Well, you know, you start thinking about that. If you don't dismiss that, you know, that can grow on you, you know. And this is on some kind of, this is like a Friday evening. And by the way, let me say this, that I was so passionate about seeing my family saved, my folks, you know, and my sisters and so forth. I started talking to them about the Lord immediately, you know. And I'd ask them, I want you to be saved. That's all I knew to tell them. I want you to be saved. I want you to know Jesus. I want you to be saved. And so that really irritated them, you know. And so finally, while Mom kind of spoke out for everybody and said, well, you believe the way you want to, and we'll believe the way we want to. So in so many words, well, she kind of shut me up. So I just walked through the house. Sometimes I did look at them, and, And I just look at them. Sometimes tears would come down my cheek. I wouldn't say anything because they said, don't be telling us, you know, that. So they thought I was kind of losing my mind anyhow. Because, you know, people used to talk about it like that. You say, you get too much religion, you lose your mind, you know. Well, you know, it's a lie of the devil. And, of course, we're talking about getting the Word of God. Not just religion, but getting the Word of God, see. But people just call it religion, you know. Go to church, hear the Word, whatever. They call it religion. And so they thought I'd lose my mind. So that thought had come that Friday evening. And my folks had cut me back from going to church. I could only go Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. That'd be an upgrade for a bunch of you here today. But they cut me way back. Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night is all I could go. Because they thought, well, he's around the preacher too much. He's hanging around people like Brother Bill, you know, people like that too much, you know. So you can only go Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. That's it. So this is Friday night, so I can't go, see, you know. And so this thought comes to me that you might not be ready. And then after a while, it kind of grew to you probably won't be ready when the trump of God sounds. And I thought about that for a while. I didn't know to get rid of it. You know, the Bible says casting down imaginations. Well, see, I didn't know that was in the Bible, see. So I'm just a babe. I'm a babe in Christ, see. So the thoughts are there, and so fear is growing in me on this Friday evening. And then I can't go to church, can't go to the preacher's house because I have to stay in the yard, see. So I kept thinking there, and then after a while, why then, the thought came to me that the trump of God has sounded and you have been left. Well, now, see, I mean, that's very real to me at that moment. I mean, you talk about being in fear. I am in fear. I am totally in fear at that time. I go back to Mom. I said, Mom, I got to go to the preacher's house. Well, you can't go. I said, Mom, but you don't understand. Boy, I'm looking very earnest, I'm sure. And she's taller than me at that point, see. I said, Mom, I've got to go. She said, well, why have you got to go? Well, see, I don't want to tell her that I think that the trump of God sounded. And the saints have been called away and I've been left here. See, I don't want to tell her that, see. And she said, well, why do you have to go? And so I thought of something. Said, I got to go up there and pray. She said, no, you can't go. If you want to pray, you just pray right here. And I knew that was, you know, you can tell the sound of the final no. There's a certain ring. And I looked at her and I said, okay. So all the windows and doors are open. Screen doors are open. So the breeze gets through the house. It's springtime. School hasn't let out yet, but it's Friday evening, see. And so I get right out in the backyard there in this residential place. And I started praying at the top of my lungs. I mean, I am yelling. And I couldn't tell you how long I did that. And then after a while, and I didn't know when, but I shifted gears into other tongues in somewhere along the way. And so here I am at the top of my lungs praying in other tongues. And so I do this for some period of time. And then all of a sudden, then I just stopped. And I say all of a sudden, I mean, I eventually stopped. And so I'm laying there on my back, hand behind my head on that Bermuda grass. And I'm looking up and I see the first star. And I remember specifically, as I'm telling you today, I wasn't thinking of one thing. Now, see, we're talking about the spirit of fear. And we just read this from God's Word, giving us a real arsenal here today. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift. Well, see, I was stirred up the gift. And see, I didn't know to do this, but it happened through my calling out to God, and then just the Spirit of God helped me, and I just went into other tongues somewhere along the way. I didn't know I could do that when I got ready, but, of course, here I did, see. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee. In other words, the Holy Spirit, see. So when I got in other tongues, I started stirring up the gift. Unbeknownst to me, but it's what's happening, see. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Look at there. Pray in other tongues. You just have some misgivings about something, you just start praying in other tongues. And I don't mean a two-minute time. I'm talking about elongated. I think there's a great need for elongation in our worshiping God and of our getting on our face, on our nose, on the carpet, on the floor, and seeking the face of God. Don't shout me down just because I'm preaching good. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but what has he given us? A spirit of power and of love and of a sound thinking mind. Praise God. That's what he's given us. And see, all those are just hooked, just right next door to each other. Verse 6, verse 7. Stir up the gift. God's not given us a spirit of fear. What an answer to receive today, to know how to get out of those moments when it looks like that things are going bad for you, your family, your town, your state, your nation. Elongated. You know, last night as we were doing the concert, I brought out the fact that from Strong's Concordance, that the most common word for praising is called a halal. And we get our word hallelujah from that. And then, of course, there is a meaning also to that. It's the most common word for praise. And it means to make a show, to boast. Well, of course, I didn't know I was making a show out there on that Bermuda grass. I didn't realize that. I just crying out because I needed to do that, you know. To make a show, to boast, or we'd say brag, to be clamorously foolish, to talk on and on foolishly about the Lord. Well, now, to God, it's not foolish. You know that. But, of course, to just humans or unrenewed minds, it would seem foolish, see. But to the renewed mind, if you want to do it a long time, it wouldn't bother me. I'd be proud of you. I'd say, well, they know something. They sure do know something. I want to hang around them for a while because they know something. I'll just pray with them. It means to make a show, boast. We're talking about the halals are praising God here. And it goes on to say that to talk on and on foolishly about the Lord. Well, if we look at Acts, let's look at Acts right now. Acts chapter 2. Glory to God. Be praising God while you're looking for it, okay? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We just redeem all the time. Glory to God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 2. I know it's in here. Acts chapter 2. Well, look at we're going to come down to verse 11, but the Bible says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Now, Pentecost means 50. Everybody say 50. That's what Pentecost means. So when the 50th day from Calvary's sacrifice of Jesus for us, 50 days thereafter then, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. We know there was 120 there that we know of. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the place where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them, not others, but to them, cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. One translation I looked at and read said that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and they were soaked under the influence of the Holy Ghost. You ladies who know what marinate means, and you men who cook outside marinate, they were marinated in the Holy Ghost, okay? Okay. So that means they spent some time doing it. Marination takes a while, see? So they were soaked in. And I think a theme phrase I want you to get with me today, they began to speak. Say it. Everybody together. They began to speak. I believe God's saying that to you today and to me. And they began to speak. So I want you to be reminded of this message after this service today and the days to come. And they began to speak. To know that you are a powerful person in Christ because you've been given a spirit of power and of love and of a sound thinking mind. And so, but the thing that causes that to be powerful and sound and consequential is they began to speak. And so I would suggest speaking in other tongues a whole lot. You can also speak in English. You can just speak out the scripture. And they began to speak. Help me, ready? And they began to speak. Once again, they began to speak. They began to speak, and the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation. So they were having a big convocation there, a religious feast time. It was time of that. And so people from different nations were there for that reason. And when this was noised abroad or talked about, we could say, the multitude or a lot of people came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. You know, we had this song I sang just a moment ago. I just kind of ran it by you there. And I used these words in this way. Transient people heard them speaking in their native tongue. They were transient people, means people who don't live there, but they came in, see. Transient people heard them speaking in their own native tongue, where even the dialect of where they were from, even within that particular nation. And then these are men from Galilee, those that were filled with the Holy Ghost. These are men from Galilee. How can this be done? They heard them speak God's wondrous works. We're coming on down in the scripture now. Let's look back to our Bible here as we're gazing upon it. Verse 8, and how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and in Pontus and Asia and Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. Now listen, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. So when I think about me speaking in tongues, why wouldn't I speak the wonderful works of God? My head don't have to know what I'm saying. I just have to know this is the thing to do. And I just enter into it, begin to speak, and God understands it, and he receives it, you know. And I'm speaking the wonderful works of God. So in this song I put, and they heard them speak God's wondrous works as they testified. They had found out what Joel meant when he prophesied. And Joel had said that the Holy Ghost is going to be poured out. Your sons and daughters are going to receive it, you know, praise God. And they're going to prophesy. Glory to God. So thank God for the Holy Ghost. In Psalm 102, verse 18, in the New International Version, in connection with this halal word that we looked at a moment ago, to talk on foolishly about the Lord, on and on, see. So that's how you do another tongue, see. That's what they were doing on the day of Pentecost. They were talking on and on about the Lord. They were speaking the wonderful works of God, on and on, the wonderful works of God. Then in Psalm 102, verse 18, New International Version, says, let this be written for a future generation that a people not created, that means at that time, may praise or halal the Lord. And that's talking about us, folks. It's that was written about folks like us today in this very moment and hour. Let this be written for a future generation that a people not yet created may praise or halal the Lord. And then I was doing it a moment ago, and so it's a good thing to do when we can all do it together at the same time. Another word is tehillah. 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 That's another word, a Hebrew word. It means to sing our halals. So one is to speak it or say it, you know. This is to sing our halals. And this is from Psalm 147, verse 1, New International Version. Praise or halal the Lord. How good it is to sing praises, tehillah, to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him, to tehillah him. Praise God. And, you know, I'm thinking of in 1 Corinthians 14, it says that Paul said, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. Then he went on to say, in keeping with his tehillah, I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with my understanding also. And so, and then I looked it up in the Rotherham Bible, and it says, I will strike the strings with the Spirit. So when I sing in other tongues, I'm striking the strings in the Spirit. Glory to God. Worshiping and magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 14. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And when somebody's doing a lot of that, you know, the Bible says it's to provoke one another, but it doesn't stop there. Says, let us provoke one another to good works. So if somebody's doing something right and good in God, well, why don't we just emulate that? Somebody, I know that somebody's flowing in the Holy Ghost and they're spending time praising God and speaking in other tongues. All right. Then that provokes me to do that. That reminds me to do that. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but speaketh unto God. That just seems so naturally wonderful and so wonderfully natural that I would speak to God beyond even my intellect. I couldn't even, I can say some things to the Lord, and I do. But then when I really get with it, I'm thinking about me being out in the backyard there. I was speaking the wonderful works of God and ministering to the Lord. And so back to the backyard again here for just a moment here. As I said, my parents had cut me back from going to church. I could only go Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And they didn't want me to be up at the preacher's house. They didn't want me to go up there. And so I was just there looking up. There's that first star. And I thought about, let's turn to Isaiah 28. And evidently this is what took place. Glory to God. I'm there looking up at that first star. I'm not thinking of one thing. I mean, I have been put to peace. And I'm not troubled anymore. And by the way, I didn't give you all the details, but there's somebody went to our church, lived down about a half block, and their car was out in front of their house. And I'd called them on the phone. They didn't answer during that time that I was afraid, see. Then I called the pastor's house, and he didn't answer. That's when the enemy had told me that the rapture had taken place, you know, and you've been left. So the people I knew, I mean, I was a prime candidate, you know. But I got out there, and the Lord met me, I tell you, and helped me. Isaiah 28, glory to God. I'm just about to get there. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 11 and 12, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. You know, not only, this indicates not only are we speaking to God, but then God's ministering to us. Because you can't minister to God without him ministering to you. And this says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. Now, I was weary, but now I'm resting. See, I got my hand behind my head laying there, and it's just getting dark now on that Friday night, you know. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Praise God. And I will report to you that things loosened up for me around the house. I don't remember another time, as I think back, that I ever said, I want to go to the preacher's house or the church or some meeting somewhere. Fine, go ahead. I went to school the following Monday, and of course, I'd forgotten about all that. But then, because, see, Sunday finally came. I got to go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, so everything's going great, you know, and all's well, and I'm not worried about that anymore, you know, I'd come to rest. And so I go to the schoolyard, and the girls had their books. They'd kind of hold them like this, set on a 2-inch pipe around the school building there, waiting for the bell to ring, classes to start, and just before school starts. So I come walking by, and here's a girl that lives, okay, we live the second house, then here's the first house on the block going toward town, then there's a street, then a couple of vacant lots, and then their house. And so I walk by, and I said, hi. She said, hi. And it's almost like she had a megaphone. She said, I heard you praying. And I said, you did? She said, yeah, I heard you getting the Holy Ghost. And I went. Somebody say, God's good. He helps you when you're a baby, and he helps you all along the way. Praise God. Let me just wind up here today. First of all, Brother Bill, thank you for inviting me to come to be here. And I want to come today. This is what was on my heart, to stir you up and stir myself up again here about praying in the Holy Ghost, being on the front line. You know, surely you're aware that the Bible speaks that there's coming a move of God, a flow of God, where the former rain, the Bible says, was given moderately. Then the latter rain came. But then the Bible indicates that there's the former and the latter coming together. And I just believe we're right there. I believe we're right there. But I have told it many times, made the statement, that I believe that we're going to come to realization much sooner when I begin to do what I know is right already. So I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I've been filled. But there's one scripture that says, keep on being filled. Just keep on being filled. Be being filled. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, see. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. I mean singing to the Lord. Speaking psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm looking over the congregation. You can bow your head, close your eyes. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus, I got a question for you. Did you know God has a special plan for your life and that He loves you? And you can receive Him now by praying the prayer that we'll pray together in just a moment here. But I'd like to see you lift your hand. You want to be included in this prayer, and it's going to be your prayer to receive Jesus. Whoever's here today, you need to receive Him as the Lord of your life. Would you lift your hand wherever you're sitting in this congregation today? I'm lifting my hand, Brother Ingalls. I need to know Jesus. I need to receive Him as my Lord and Savior. I need to receive Him today. I want to know the Lord. I have a need in my life. I want Christ in my life. I'll tell you, when that invitation came and I had a chance to receive Jesus, I went to the front and just knelt down. And of course, we're going to pray with you where you are right now. Anybody here? Praise God. I need to know Jesus. I want to know Him. Well, we're going to pray in a moment anyhow, if whether you raise your hand or not, and God will hear you pray. Now, I want to ask you this question. If you're here today and you have not been filled with God's Holy Spirit, but you want to be filled with God's Holy Spirit, I want you to lift your hand wherever you're sitting. I want to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. I need to be filled. Yes, I see that hand. Yes. Any others? Praise God. I want to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. Others, I want to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Praise God. Well, I want that person to meet me in front just as soon as we conclude the service today. I'll instruct you, lay hands on you, and you'll be filled with God's Holy Spirit. Praise God. Father, thank You today for Your word. Thank You for such an attentive people today who heard Your word. And Father, I just believe that it's affected me. It's affected all of us, because Your word plainly says that it doesn't return to you void, but it does accomplish that to which You sent it to accomplish. And so we thank You today for blessing Pastor Bill and Pastor Janet and their team. Praise God, and their people and all who came today as guests. Father, I pray, praise God, for each of these. Praise God. In Jesus' name. I want everybody to pray this prayer with me. Father God, Jabez prayed to You one day. Well, he did, whether you know that or not. There's just two scriptures in the Bible about it. We're still praying, though, praise God. Say, and we're going to pray what he prayed. Say, Father God, bless me indeed. Bless me big. Increase my territory. Thank You for increase in my life. Oh, God, I thank You for making real to me that I have Your Spirit in me, and I have the power of God in me. The spirit of power, spirit of love, and of a sound mind. I thank You. Oh, God, keep me from evil. Keep me from being hurtful to anybody. And, oh, God, I forgive everyone that I've ever had anything against. I forgive everyone. I'm walking in love. I love everybody. I love You, Father. I love You, Jesus. I love You, Holy Spirit. And I love the people of God. So, Father God, I thank You today for bringing Your word to me and to get me stirred up and to be reminded to neglect not the gift, but to stir up the gift, the wonderful Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is my sweet eternal companion. Thank You, thank You, thank You. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Bill.
This has been a production of Cornerstone Church in Grove, Oklahoma. For more information about Cornerstone, you can call 918-786-6164 or send an email to info@cornerstonechurchofgrove.com. Thanks for listening.